Hello?
Hi, Chad.
Hey.
Hi, Chad. It's Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. Yep.
Uh-huh. Were you able to get out of the hotel all right?
Oh, yeah. We got out and went to get some fuel and we were trying to get some lunch. And, yep. But,
yeah. It's about that time of day.
I just don't know. Without doing any of these jobs yet, like, so I'm still half in the tower industry.
Yeah.
I'm just starting to get into this, the home, residential, little commercial buildings scene, doing that kind of stuff. So I don't even know. I don't know right this second.
Well, so is it something that you're wanting to move to do more, right? I'm assuming so.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's why you started it.
So,
I mean, you know, I want to do here what I can to help you out, Chad. I mean, I did talk to my boss about including that website, you know, and I mean, it's 2023. Every company needs a website. It's just basically business having or a restaurant having a menu, right? So I can include that, but the other thing I can do for you to kind of help out here is at least I could waive the setup fee. So it'd be just the $249 to get you started. You think that would make it more reasonable for you?
Yeah, that's fine and all. I have, 3 jobs here already on the books.
Uh-huh.
That's, like, my dilemma here. Like, I already have people starting to call me. This was only supposed to start out as Friday, Saturday, Sunday stuff.
And, uh-huh.
It's turning out to be a lot more.
Okay. Well,
but yeah,
so
like, if I get you and you do all this, and I'm going to be starting to get a lot more fucking calls, and, you know, it's going to start go, which, like, that's good. Like, that'll definitely be good. I need to get these damn jobs down here that I already have. They're cellular. We're moving some old microwave dishes for stock trading company.
Okay.
They put up a path from New York to Chicago to trade stocks. And the microwave link is like 1.8 seconds faster than the fiber lines. So
they
were able to trade stocks faster than anybody else. So they were making, you know, millions more, you know, so, but anyway, yeah, I have that job, and then these batteries for the same company, I gotta go out, we're changing out all their batteries in their cabinets from, it's on Route 80 in PA, almost, it's right at the Jersey border, or PA border, and it comes all the way back to, Lock Haven. There's like 6 sites.
Okay.
That's coming up next week. This week, they're going to close out 3 other sites, take some batteries back to Interstate Battery to get my return slip, and, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah,
okay.
I mean, so say these fingerprints, see, they made trees, and there's people's fingerprints as the top.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
Okay, so we do this, and you're going to put my name out on the front of a couple different platforms there.
Uh-huh.
And then this will be the company name, myself, and phone number, and somewhat of what we do. And then...
Correct. And then a website. But We can actually, Chad, make it so your hours of operation are only, you know, Friday to Saturday. And maybe until you start to expand more, we can change those hours of operation. But it does take a little bit of time, too. So it's not like if you sign up today, you're going to be on the first page tomorrow.
Right.
So to see maximum results, it does take 30 to 45 days. But the Facebook ads, we get up and running in about 7 to 14 days. So you'll start generating some work from that around that period.
Right, This, I can't believe how many people need work done at their house.
Yeah, a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. I just grew up doing everything, so like, yeah, I guess it's that age, it's that era where, you know, people are, oh, I'm like, here's my job, this is all I can do.
Yeah.
To do everything else.
I don't think everybody's brain is just wired, like, you know, to be handy, you know?
Right.
I have a friend that just actually bought a house in the woods. Like, I mean, I don't know if you know California at all, but it's basically up in the mountains. And he works on video games, so that's what he does for a living. Took the structure you use for making like houses and video games, and he just applied that to real life. And so he like rebuilt like a bunch of his house on his own by himself. Like, I'm like, man, that's incredible. I couldn't do something like that. Yeah. You know, not everybody's just wired that way, you know?
I'm starting to see that, like, just some of the ads that are coming through from Angie's there. They're not in my area, but they're like, emergency ads, like, they're out of my areas. It's crazy, so.
Okay, well, I mean, that's a great thing.
So who, say we run this for 3 months.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want it anymore. Who would I contact? And how would it, what's the process to get it removed?
Well, okay, so that's a great question. So as far as our services go, if you decided you didn't want to continue anymore, you just let us know 3 days before your next billing is due. And I'll read this to you in a voice verification, which just outlines the service agreement. But I'll also text you and email you the customer service line, so you'll have that directly call. As far as getting it removed, so basically if you decide you don't want to continue, Chad, your Google business profile will still be there. So that wouldn't go away unless you want us to take it off. Just because you're not paying with us anymore doesn't mean that your Google business profile just disappears. Your directory listings will still be there. We'll create you, if you don't have a Facebook business profile, we'll make you one of those. Just essentially we would stop running the ads and we'd stop promoting you on the first page. But the content will still be there. So that's not going to go anywhere unless you would like us to actually remove it. I'm assuming
like
you would only do that.
Shut down and like close the company.
Yeah.
I guess that would be the only reason or way or why I would have to have it completely removed. I don't know. Let's try it, I guess. See what happens.
Okay, great. Well, I know you're going to love this, and I've never seen anybody cancel on profit. So,
And that all sounds good and everything. I just, all this stuff is like, it's like, I don't know, like, it's coming in quick here, so. Yeah.
Well, just, you know, take it one day at a time, right? That's all we
can do. That's what I did, you know, starting the tower industry. One day at a time and do what you can, and that's it. So, it's all good. It's just, I didn't think it was going to kick off this fast is all.
Yeah, yeah, well, hey, that's a good thing, you know? I mean, yeah. It's a lot of people don't have that. They're, like, slow going, so you'll right. get there, you know?
Yeah. I just think it's wild, I guess. But, hey, things happen for a reason, so.
That's right, absolutely. It's in a divine's, you know, time, yeah. not ours, right?
Exactly.
So, Chad, I'm just going to get some basics about the company and then set you up for payment and then have you sign our terms, which is everything we discussed in writing. So now, what's your last name?
Oakes, O-A-K-E-S. Oh, is an Oscar,
cool
A's.
Yeah.
What's that?
I like your last name. It's like to the point. what's the best email for you?
This will be Chad at dponetworks.co. C-O. It's Chad at Charlie Thomas Oscar Networks with an S dot Charlie Oscar.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you over an email. It's going to be from my personal work email, so it'll have my extension and phone number in there, but it also have everything included in the package that you're getting today for your records. So it does have my extension and phone number in there, Chad. From this point forward, you'll be working with your account management team, but I'm still a resource here for you.
Yeah.
If you ever need something escalated or whatever it may be, you can...
I got your number.
Okay, perfect.
I won't hesitate to escalate anything. That's one main thing in the tower industry. Like, if somebody's not doing their job or getting you what you need, I get one step up to the next person, and I'll escalate it. Yeah, no issues escalating anything.
Okay, perfect.
It's important. Like, I'm not talking about basic, simple stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, so your account management team, they're very efficient, but, you know, I just like to be a resource, you know, in case you need anything extra, for sure. So now, this is always going to be the best phone number for you, right? The 7105? Okay, perfect.
20 years, I think.
Okay, awesome. And then, now, is the best address for you, is it going to be the 1126 6th Street?
It's 1126 6th Avenue.
Okay. Perfect. And I'm assuming this is a personal address, right?
It's residential, yeah. I got my business out of there and a little shop there, so.
Okay. Well, so do you want us to hide the address, or are you okay with it being listed on Google?
That's a good question. It's not that I would screw anybody or do anything, you know, unprofessional or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, some people are just weird.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we can hide it. Most people do hide it on Google. I'd say the majority of contractors do.
Okay, yeah, let's
okay. Yeah. And now, Chad, it's not required for Google, but did you have any licensing or insurance yet for this company?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We do... communication towers. I have to have the best insurance that a business can hold.
Okay.
The post, I guess you could say, the most.
Okay. And then, now, do you have a logo or do you want us to create you one?
I do, but I got to get it on paper.
Okay.
Son-in-law was working here for a while, and he made one up for us. I gotta get it on. He made some shirts and stuff up, but it needs. Oh shoot! needs to be altered a little bit.
Okay, well, so when you talk to your account management team, just let them know that, and they can work with you on whatever you have there. You can email it in or send it through your reporting dashboard.
Yeah.
Now, Chad, your hours of operation, so you want to keep them right now to the weekend, to like Friday to Sunday?
Yeah, let's do that for like this second. And I'll get these other jobs cleaned up and done.
Okay.
Because, yeah. I mean, the company I'm working for now, Further Enterprise Solutions, they just have smaller jobs come in here and there from time to time that I like to take. They're easy, like 2-3 day jobs, run out, do it, come back, you know.
Yeah,
they're
okay.
Like little jobs that pay well, so I used to have two crews. I used to have 8 or 9 guys, 2 crews running around doing tower work, and you know, tower guys are not. You know, they don't want one thing. You know, everybody that climbs a tower, there's something wrong with them, because not normal people climb 200 feet in the air to go to work, right?
Yeah.
You can't just get anybody to climb up there and work. So, yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. I'm definitely kind of afraid of heights, so.
Yeah, they're pretty flighty. They don't like one little thing, they're gone, or sometimes they'll just disappear and then come back 6 months later, like, you all right? Yeah, I just needed, like, I just left, I had to get away.
Help, yeah.
I've been doing communication work for, tower work for, what, 23 years, so that's been it all. I've worked for huge companies. Humongous companies. I work for little companies, and and all the guys, they're all the same.
Okay.
Till they hit what? Till they get to what? About 40. Yeah, about 40. Then you start straightening up and being normal.
Yeah, sounds about right.
By then, if they're not in a office position or construction management position, they normally get out of the industry.
Yeah, it's probably pretty hard on you, I would imagine.
Oh yeah, strap on a 40, 50-pound harness, climb around all day. Yeah. You're up there muscling up booms and antennas and radios, picking stuff up, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, and you don't have a Facebook business profile, right?
No.
Okay, no problem. I got all the information I need here. Now, Chad, let's go ahead and schedule your client interview.
Can we hold off on Facebook for right now? Is that an option?
Is any particular reason why?
There's just a lot of negative people on there, and
essentially what we do, Chad, it's not like marketplace ads, right? And I can see that, like scammers and stuff with those, but what we do are retargeted ads. So when somebody looks for the services you're wanting to offer within your service area and they go to their news feed, then your ad is popping up there in their news feed. So it's like, if you have Facebook, I'm sure you've seen it, like you talk about shoes or something, and then, or you looked for shoes on Google, and then you go to Facebook and you see an ad for them. Yeah, so they're retargeted ads, so it's actually people that are interested in your services already, but not like in a marketplace setting where they're like scammy. Yeah. Like, I get that for sure. Those people are super scammy.
They're just negative. There's a lot of negative people on there. I don't do negative people at all.
I get that. I mean, I think you'll get a lot more good work than you think. I mean, especially the way that we do the ads. So they're not, you know, I mean, especially for that kind of age range of people that are needing the services. Right. You know, a lot of them have Facebook and are using Facebook. So I don't personally like Facebook, like myself, but I know how profitable it can be for a business. So, right. I mean, you know, it's already included in the package. So, you still don't want to do it?
Or? Add it. Is there a way to add it later? Like, I think just from Google alone, that'd be a lot of calls.
Okay, all right.
That's the
no
first
problem.
Place everybody goes. They go to Google and Google it.
Okay, hold on one second.
I don't know that's a, if you can do that or if that's an option.
Yeah. I can take off the Facebook ads. That's not a problem. Let me just get my boss to do that real quick.
And once this gets... Once this gets rolling, like, you know, I don't know, maybe add it later, I don't know. I don't have a good feeling about it, so I don't want it right now.
Okay, that's totally fine. Okay, so I'm getting my boss to take those off. Now let's go ahead and schedule your client interview here, Chad. Are you going to be more available on Thursday or Friday?
Friday.
Okay. When, like mornings, evenings, what works better for you?
Around 2 p.m., anywhere, like 1:30 to, I don't know, 6:30. You guys are on different time schedule than us. So even, yeah, 1:30 to like 8:30.
Okay. I can do, let's see. 2 to 3. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay, perfect. So, Chad, the whole call will not last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with someone before you, okay?
Yeah.
So it'll be 2 to 3. Okay, so I have everything I need here now. For billing, it's going to be the same address, correct?
Correct.
Okay, one second. Almost got it. And then are you going to be using Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Master.
Okay. Almost ready for you. All right. Okay. Now I'm ready for that card number, Chad, whenever you are.
Mm-hmm. 5322169000126246.
Okay, and the expiration?
0224.
And then the security code.
0224. Sir is 261.
Okay, perfect.
261.
Okay, wonderful. So what I'm doing now, Chad, is I'm updating and processing the payment for the $249. I'm going to read to you what's called a voice verification. Again, this is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay?
Okay.
So it's, welcome to Local Splasher's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
CTO Networks, LLC.
Okay, please state your name and title within the business.
Chad Oaks, owner, operator.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
I am.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct. Yes, I am.
So now, Chad, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So, what this first off means, part of being actively involved in your campaign, is that you, are going to receive an email right now. It's going to say, Google verification. It's basically pictures for your Google business profile. So now you can send in whatever you feel comfortable with. If you don't have the pictures, you don't have to send them. But basically, some of the pictures they want for the Google business profile is like tools and their equipment, like, you know, if you have any type of invoice or business card. These are just things that are going to help you get verified there on Google. But again, just send in whatever you feel comfortable with and whatever you have. So now, also what this means, Chad, is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. At this time, I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any doubt about who's calling, just ask them this question, and they'll have to give the response that you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
We'll do pet.
Okay, that one's my favorite. What was that?
It was Bishop.
Bishop. Was that a dog or?
Yep. My dog.
Okay, perfect. So now, do you agree, Chad, to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring?
Not an overwhelming amount of emails.
Oh, yeah. No. No, just, you know, just for communication, I mean, you know, if we needed something from you, just to make sure that we are able to communicate with you. But no, it won't be overwhelming, no.
Okay.
So now your payment, Chad, for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of July 19th, 2023, and the non-refundable amount of $249. Now the $249 is going to be a recurring payment.
Yes.
Term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 19th of the month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done. Now, and also, just so you know, the customer service line has been texted and emailed to you a couple of times. I do suggest it's best to save it in your phone. So your account management team will always call you from that number. Now, the last thing that I need from you, Chad, is you should have received a text message just now. Let me know that you got it. Okay, perfect.
I got a few of them there.
Okay, well, one of them says, Chad, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that one?
One moment. Yeah, I see it.
Okay, now, if you could do me a favor, there's a link there that says My Local Splash Terms, and then it has your phone number. It'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you get there.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. So now this is everything we discussed in writing, Chad. If you have any questions, let me know. But once you're done looking at it, scroll to the bottom. There's a little white box that says, I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. And then in the orange box, you type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
Yeah, you have to just wait one moment. I got to sign in and everything here.
Sure, take your time.
Mm-hmm.
taken care of.
Just to be sure, Jesse.
Yeah.
Is the Google verification process here?
Oh, no, no, no. So, here, I'll text it over to you again. One second. Just the link that I need you to open. So, yeah, the Google verification, just if you could send in whatever pictures you can for that before your client interview. But the terms, I'll just text you just a link by itself right now. Let me know when you get it.
Yeah. All right, this big local slash term.
Okay,
Google,
perfect.
Business directory.
Yeah, so we removed the Facebook ads, but those are things you can upgrade to, or the Google ads are Google guaranteed. But everything included is the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the advanced reporting, live client support. So once take your time, look that over. If you have any questions, let me know. Then you just scroll to the bottom. There's a little white box that says, I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. And then in the orange box, you type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
Yeah, it's done.
Okay. Did it take you to a username and login?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, Chad, that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just look out for that. But otherwise, you're good to go for your client interview on Friday. I'll just send you over a short YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works. And I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the local Splash family. I know you're going to love this. And did you have any other questions at all?
Yeah. So the username and password you said would come via...
So they will email it and text it to you.
Email and text. In 5 to 7 business days.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Anything else?
I don't know. I guess all for now, and we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, just look out for that call on Friday. Again, they'll be calling you from that 877 number. It's been texted and emailed to you a couple of times, okay?
Yep. And you said from 1 to... 3? I was checking out there, but what times were the call coming in from?
Oh, yeah, it's 11, 12, 1, 2 to 3.
2 to 3. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. I've got to put it in my calendar here. That's so. Friday, 2 to 3. This is 1 hour, correct? 1 hour call?
Yeah, so it's 2 to 3. The whole call's not going to last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great. All right, well, Chad, it's been a pleasure. I'm super excited for you. You know, I mean, you do have my extension and phone number, so if you need anything before Friday, you can reach out to me, okay?
Yep, I will. And
okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chad. Bye.
All right, we'll see ya. Bye-bye.